At least 51 people are dead, more than 200 hurt in the latest Russian airstrike in Ukraine. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley. And I do want to mention a couple of things from my vacation that that kind of involved Joseph. First of all, we had this big WGN listener group on the cruise with us, and we have a little question and answer session. And the number one question from everybody: how did you find Joseph Lindsley? The number one topic about our show from the listeners. We want to know more about Joseph, and we really appreciate his reports every day. And Joe, good to be with you again. And I think for a lot of the listeners and myself as well, too, we were hearing about the horrendous missile strikes you've been dealing with there over the past couple of weeks. So you were definitely on the minds of all of us.
Well, Bob, great to speak with you again. And yes, it's been, I mean, we're in a new phase of this war for sure. The past 2 weeks, you know, we almost can expect every single night some kind of major Russian missile attack. That's what's been happening for almost 2 weeks now. And I think the big question on everyone's mind here in Ukraine, and anyone who supports Ukraine, is will the White House let Ukraine strike back? Will the White House give Ukrainians permission to use American tools to hit Russian bases? That really is the deeply felt here. I'm talking to you today from Odessa by the Black Sea. I took a road trip here this morning, and the purposes of that I can talk about to you later this week. But it is it's a heavy day throughout Ukraine, but every day recently has been a heavy day. Because in this case, because of the attacks on the center of Lviv city, that beautiful, city of Austro-Hungarian architecture and Renaissance Baroque churches and cobbled streets, the center of the city was pummeled by Russia early this morning in a way that it was a sort of attack you usually only see in places like Kharkiv, much closer to the Russian border. And last night, when I was in Kyiv, I spoke as a master of ceremonies at a little event, an underground bar called Barman Detox. And we had several special guests. We had a princess of Uganda. Her father had been president of Uganda, and her family was forced into exile into the UK. And so she came here to show her support for the Ukrainian people. And it was a heavy day yesterday because the Russians had bombed this Poltava city, which is between Kyiv and Kharkiv. And they directly targeted a building housing cadets and soldiers. And you know, they knew what they were looking for, and they got it. And at least 40, well, now it seems maybe up to 50 or more were killed in this very precise attack. And so it was a very heavy day. But nevertheless, we gathered yesterday while this Princess of Uganda was there. And she's a great singer. And she joined a Ukrainian musician named Sasa Chemerov, and a Ukrainian soldier, Mikhailo, who's also a pianist. And together, the three of them sang Amazing Grace in this underground bar. And in the audience, you had members of parliament, you had foreigners who come here to help. And it was really a powerful moment of solidarity. And as the Princess Benaisa, as she said, you know, the governments in Africa, in many ways, are being bought up by Moscow and Beijing. But she wanted to show, as a representative of her ancient kingdom, the Buganda people and of the people of Africa, solidarity with the Ukrainians. And so a few hours in after that event, I was preparing, I was packing for Odessa and for my trip down south here. And we saw reports that Russian bombers had taken off from these air bases again, that Washington restricts Ukraine from using any American tools to hit. And that's become almost, Bob, that's become a daily almost a daily event. You get the notifications right before you're going to bed that the bombers have taken off. And everyone knows there's some hellfire coming on the way. And last night, I was prepared for that in Kyiv. I fell asleep and I woke up just before, getting on the road. And I woke up, I woke around to see if we got attacked. And it was a very big surprise. Lviv, center of Lviv, was hit with hypersonic Kinzhal precision missiles. Those missiles Russia usually reserves for like sort of prime military or infrastructure targets, but they use that to hit residences in the center of Lviv. Among those killed, there's a great university there, the Ukrainian Catholic University. It's sort of the Harvard of Ukraine. Very impressive institution. In fact, the president, the outgoing president of Notre Dame, Father Jenkins, just a few days ago was there at the Ukrainian Catholic University, and these missiles hit nearby. And among the those who were killed was most of a family. The only person who survived was the husband and father. And there was a student, I think she was a senior at Ukrainian Catholic University, a very bright girl. She was killed along with her mother and their siblings while they were sleeping during this attack. Again, because in Lviv, people don't expect to have, you know, that sort of attack in Lviv. And so, you know, you would stay asleep during an air raid alarm. And then I saw, you know, as people in the morning, as people rushed to the scene to help, you know, it's great. You see people from all over the world, including, you know, American veterans who come here to help as medics tending to the wounded. And so you see this immediate solidarity. But it has the city of Lviv shaken. And you know, and Lviv is the cultural hub of Ukraine. That's the place where the language and culture were preserved during the Soviet times. They held on to their religion, all the things that Moscow tried to get rid of. And so, you know, it's long been known there's a special animus by Putin toward Western Ukraine. And certainly Russia is trying to, you know, this seemed to be a very vengeful attack, perhaps, you know, angry about the fact that Ukrainians are still on Russian soil in Kursk, and angry that Russia has not been able to advance on the land. But what Russia can do, you know, with a great deal of power is send missiles upon Ukrainian cities. And that's you know, and as I speak to you now in Odessa, you know, I expect tonight will not be too much different from what we've seen the past 2 weeks.
Nobody is safe where you are. That's for sure. I was on this cruise with WGN listeners, as you know, Joe, and I want to share this story with you. We were in the Faroe Islands in the Atlantic. It's off the coast of Norway, just south of Iceland and Greenland. And we were talking to a tour guide there, and you realize how the whole world is watching what is happening in Ukraine. He was telling us how U.S. submarines are now positioned in the waters near where he is there in the Faroe Islands because of what Russia is doing in Ukraine, and he pointed to Russia. We were on the coast, and he said, "We fear Putin, and we hope he stopped before he moves any closer." And we ask, are we alone? Will we be alone? Or will the United States and NATO defend us here? And it was very interesting to have that discussion with him.
Yeah, I mean, as you see, you know, I mean, you weren't so far from you know, the country that is launching, these missiles on, you know, Ukraine is the largest country totally within Europe. And I think it's easy to forget, you know, World War II, you know, so many nations fell quite quickly into the Axis powers. And that's why I ended up, you know, it was all left to little, you know, United Kingdom for a while. But, you know, here in Ukraine, if you look at a map, you know, you'll see it's the largest country within Europe. When there's a missile attack, you know, a huge portion of Europe is under attack. And if Ukrainians fell, you know, Russia would control the vast resources of this country and would be in striking position, you know, easy strikes upon Paris or Berlin. It's not that far-fetched. And because Ukrainians are holding, you know, holding the wall or holding the tide, you know, I think it might be easy for people to forget. But those that places like the Faroe Islands and in Finland and Sweden, who are closer, and if they remember more of the history of Russia, yeah, they certainly see that. So I'm glad you were able to feel that in that sense.
Yeah,
and by the way, Bob, last night when I saw the alerts, which way the missiles are going, one of them said this: "No joke, missiles on the way to Romania." I mean, the Russians are getting sloppy. I mean, they were going toward Romania, toward a NATO country, and they turned at the last second.
Unbelievable. And, you know, I really can understand, you're such a world traveler, and your perspective is unique and so well informed because of that. The more you travel, the more you can certainly understand how important this war is. Joseph Lindsley in Odessa today for us. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Bob. The hometown of your father, as I remember.
That's right. That's right. He's definitely got had the love of music and humor that you talk about there. The great people of the Odessa area. We'll get more tomorrow. Thanks.